You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me for the first time, Marco Rock. He is the CEO and director of Cassiar Gold Corp. It's a new sponsor to this show. Cassiar Gold Corp. trades in Toronto under the symbol GLDC, and it trades down here in the United States. You can buy it under the symbol CGLCF. 54 million shares outstanding at around Canadian 56 cents gives it a market cap of around $30 million in Canadian money. Now, Marco started his career in private banking with Millennium BCP. That's a large Portuguese bank. And then he joined Barclays Capital in 2007, where for several years he spearheaded the Portuguese derivatives and structured products team with a focus on commodities. And he is a co-founder of Reyna Silver. It's a name that I think some of our listeners would be familiar with. It's a silver exploration company with a portfolio of Mexican silver assets built around two assets that formed part of MAG Silver's original IPO. And Marco is also a co-founder and director of Arabian Shield Resources. That's a private mining company engaged in the acquisition, exploration, development of mining assets in the Arabian-Nubian Shield and surrounding regions of the Middle East. He is a CFA charter holder, earned an MBA from Hong Kong University of Science and Technology and London Business School, a master's in finance from Nova School of Business and Economics in Lisbon, as well as an undergraduate management degree from that same school. Welcome, Marco. It's really good to have you with us.
Thank you, Jay. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to hear this story, and I know that I told you I'm somewhat familiar with that Cassiar Mountains and the project years ago, but let's get right to your story. You have in spite of the fact you've got a market cap of, as I just said, $30 million, you already have a resource, a 43-101 resource of a little over a million ounces grading 1.43. This would be an open pittable deposit. Also on your very large property, I know there are some very high-grade gold mining projects in the past on a small scale, but nonetheless very high-grade underground vein systems that exist there. Well, since this is the first time that you're telling a story, maybe I could just ask you, give our listeners an overview of your project in northern BC and what your plans are as we head into 2021.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, as you mentioned, Cassiar Gold is a Canadian explorer. Our flagship asset, Cassiar Gold, is located in northern BC. It hosts a foundational resource, 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton, 43-101 compliant. It's a flat-lying, near-surface resource with almost no overburden that is surrounded by infrastructure. We have Highway 37 bisecting our property. Actually, the resource itself starts literally next to the highway. We have a permitted mill on site. We have multiple access roads. We have a camp. We have tailings. We have mine permits. And, as you were mentioning valuation, we are taking all of that into consideration, relatively undervalued compared to our peers. And then very excitingly, we also have a really, really world-class team. We have names like Doug Kerwin, David Reese, James Maxwell, Steve Ledwin, and Chris Stewart in both our board and advisory board. So in addition to that, to what we already have, we have the potential to increase our bulk tonnage resource. That's our 43-101 resource, in which we are, just completed a drilling campaign and we will be receiving results. So that's potential to increase that. But then, as you also mentioned, on the South Cassiar part of our property, we also have very high-grade targets. And this is these typical orogenic gold deposit systems, high-grade gold and quartz veins, 15 to 25 gram per ton material that has the potential to be stacked for up to a kilometer, even more. So the old timers in the 80s and 90s scratched the surface and produced some very high grade. And our goal for 2021 is really to go to that part of our property, which is, you know, roughly 5 kilometers south of our resource, and really start building a high-grade resource in addition to our bulk tonnage resource, for which we actually already have an historical resource that that's in, 24 gram per ton material, but just under 100,000 ounces. So it's a really exciting opportunity with, you know, multiple avenues to grow.
Indeed. Well, I'm familiar with one company that I covered in my newsletter decades ago, Marco. Cusack Industries is the name of the company. But I actually visited that property, and I saw they were mining really just really following the veins. They were high grade, very high grade. Quartz veins underground, and they didn't really look at it the way people explore and develop things these days. Probably, I guess you're looking at it in a larger scope. Like, what are you doing exploration-wise to sort of take the big picture and look at what you've got there south, where those high-grade vein systems are known to exist?
Yeah, absolutely. This part of the property, South Cassia or Table Mountain, this is where we have the historical production. The historical production, most of it was, 17, 18, 20, 25 grams per ton. So, as you mentioned, very high grade. I think in the past, the companies that operated it never had this like big picture, perspective to see, what is the system that is feeding all of this. And we've added to our advisory team over the last few months, we've added Doug Kerwin, and we added David Reese as well. They're highly successful geologists, multiple awards and discoveries that have worked in the biggest orogenic gold systems in the world. And they recognize the potential there for a multi-million ounce, stack system of veins, not dissimilar to what you see in Barkerville from Osisko in British Columbia, or in Fosterville down in Victoria in Australia, where, you have in the 1900s people, mining. They think that's okay, we've mined the things that are very close to surface, let's move on to something better. But actually, when you have a proper look and start understanding the system, there's, these systems can really provide the potential for a multi-million ounce high grade that just keeps on giving. So that's really our focus, and next year we're designing a 15,000-meter program to really start scratching the surface and going a little bit deeper and trying to uncover that multi-million ounce potential.
Well, certainly you've added a structural geologist recently, I know, it's all about the technical team when you get these large-scale systems. They can be quite complicated. I know that people, exploration companies, have the ability now with the technology they didn't have when I started writing my newsletter 30 years ago or so. Now it's easier to see the big picture than it was back in those days. Getting back to your existing resource, I know you just put out some numbers, you put out some assays, I think perhaps four different assays, and it looks like you're filling in, sort of doing infill drilling. And is there a chance that you might expand that deposit with your work this year yet, or is that something that you'll look to do next year, or what are you doing with the open pittable bulk mineable target that we're talking about, a million ounces?
Yeah, absolutely. So the bulk tonnage resource, or the bulk tonnage part of our property, so Taurus, was really the focus for this year's drilling campaign. So we've drilled 5,000 meters with the goal of, confirming, infilling, and expanding our resource. So the resource itself at the beginning of the season was open in multiple directions. There were some gaps in the resource model. The most of the drill holes were exploration and expansion. There was a little bit that it was infill. So we already have the first 7 drill holes out of the 24 drill hole campaign, and we are, they are very significant and very positive to us. So they've confirmed the historical results. We also had a gap in the model that we've intercepted mineralization. So it lends itself to expanding that gap or adding that gap to the resource. The drill hole, all the first 7 drill holes intercepted mineralization. And the grades actually of the intercepts are actually also higher than the grade from the resource. So we feel very good for this first set of drill holes. We're very excited for for what's coming next as well, the rest of the drill holes that which will be coming out over the next few weeks. But I can consider this exploration program already a success. And at the end of this drilling campaign, we already discussing that the potential of basically updating our 43-101, which is also something that could be quite positive for us.
Yeah, I think that your resource was figured under a gold price of 1300 or something like that, I believe, if I'm not wrong.
And yeah.
And so we might see that would be one of the things I guess shareholders should keep their eyes on, investors should keep their eyes on, is this updated 43-101 number that might be coming out very soon once you get these assays in.
Yeah.
And then your infrastructure is quite good up there, I believe, considering the fact that you're way far north in northern BC,
yeah.
Right? Your infrastructure is very solid, very good. Essentially, you're well-funded, are you, through the end of this year, or you'll need to raise some money next year probably?
Now we're completely funded for this year and the entire of the next calendar year.
Oh,
so, you know, we're very good on that side of things. We're completely funded for our 15,000 meter drilling program for at South Cassiar at the high grade for next year.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. So you're well funded.
Yeah.
So in summing up, then, what would you say we should really be watching for? What should investors really be keyed in on?
Yeah, and just to mention the infrastructure, you know, the resource itself sits literally next to the highway. We have a mill. Most of the resource is less than 100 meters deep and outcrops in some parts. And for the most part, there's no overburden. We have multiple access roads. We have a camp. So we have really outstanding infrastructure. And just to give you an idea or an example on how efficient and how helpful this infrastructure is. We are this drilling campaign 5,000 meters. We are drilling at $160 Canadian dollars per meter all in.
Wow,
that's a testament of, despite you thinking, you know, Northern BC might be remote, that all this infrastructure and how close it is to our targets really makes it very efficient to explore our 56,000 hectare. Land package.
Now, I just have to ask you this, and we're really out of time now, but as I look at the cross-section of your deposit, it looks like, as I think you alluded to it, the stripping ratio is going to be very low. I would think the economics should be very positive. Are there any thoughts about coming out with some sort of an economic study, a PEA or something on the project?
Yes, I'm already thinking about that. I think once we finalize our decision about the resource updates, I think that will be the next obvious step, and that's very exciting. But you know, that's just part of a story. I think the drill results that will be coming out over the next few weeks will continue to make us very excited about the bulk tonnage resource. I think people need to think as well about what we have at South Cassiar at the high grade part of our property.
Yes.
And think about the potential that we have there. We already have an historical resource that is very high grade, and there's multiple veins already identified. And these systems usually can be very, very big. So that's something that people should bear in mind. So there's really two really big stories here: the growth of the bulk tonnage resource, as well as the high grade for next year.
Yeah, indeed. Higher grade is right. And looking at this sort of historical resource, we're looking at 18 grams, 24 grams, things like that. Very exciting, Marco. We are out of time. This is certainly one I'm going to be watching very carefully. And I think especially as next year gets underway and you start looking to the south, those high grade things, you know, people like high grade numbers. That's what gets markets excited, no doubt about it. Well, thank you so much, Marco, for being with us. And we'll look forward to keeping up the story as we go forward. Well, that is it for this segment, folks. But don't go away, because Lynn Alden will be with me right after the break. And Lynn is going to talk about the issue. Well, what should investors be focused more on, the forces of inflation or deflation in these uncertain times? So don't go away. We'll be right back with Lynn Alden.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
NV Gold Corp, trading under NVX on the TSX and NVGLF on the OTC, is a gold exploration company focused on uncovering the next multi-million ounce gold deposit in North America. With an aggressive exploration season ahead in 2020, a tight share structure, strong management ownership, key strategic investors including Eric Sprott, a globally recognized technical team, technical coverage from industry gold experts, and cash in its treasury. Visit nvgoldcorp.com to learn more on this exciting story.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.